إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد أن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I would first like to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving me the ability to meet with my brothers from London, coming together to benefit one another with something from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I would like to thank the brothers for organizing it, although this was very late notice, but la ba's. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it beneficial for us and for the listener. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those that hear that which is of benefit and implement it and spread it to others. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Jawad, Jawadun Kareem. Allah Azza wa Jal is Jawadun Kareem. He's generous and he's very gracious, Tabaraka Ta'ala. The subject that the brothers chose to speak about is the subject of brotherhood. And that which is befitting for the listener to understand is that there's no doubt that our religion calls to brotherhood. Our religion calls to it. Our religion propagates it. Our religion demands it. And this is something that we can find in the Book of Allah as well as in the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Salaf of the past, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they even wrote books pertaining to this very subject. As you have the Book of Al-Ikhwan by Ibn Abi Dunya, and others from amongst the ulama of the Salaf of the past, and their many hadith books, the chapters pertaining to unity and the likes. So this is, without a doubt, this is something important that we... This is something important that we discuss, something important that we remind one another of brotherhood, sisterhood in Islam. Our religion is not just a religion that calls to Tawheed and calls to, with its three forms, and calls to Mu'amalat or business transaction and the likes of that, but our religion is a total way of life. It's a total way of life. And that which illustrates, before going on to that which we're going to mention in specific, that which illustrates the fact that this is a part of our religion is that we find, if we look into the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, we find that this was one of the foundations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established when he came to Al-Madinah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came from Mecca in a state of fear, not him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Muslims leaving Mecca in a state of fear, when they came to Al-Madina, one of the first things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established amongst the Muhajireen and the Ansar was Al-Akhuwa or Al-Ta'akhi, brotherhood. Before I continue, I can hear some background noise. I just want to know, is my voice clear or is there... طيب إن شاء الله. So we find that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one of the first things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did, and we know the first things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did were extremely important. For example, the ulama mentioned that one of the first things the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did was build his mosque, his masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi صلى الله عليه وسلم. So that shows you the importance of a masjid. And that one of the first things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did was that which we're talking about and referring to today, which is ta'akhi, which is bringing brotherhood, a legislated brotherhood between the Muhajirun and the Ansar who were present in Medina, which shows you the importance of brotherhood. But with that being the case, we would like to discuss some of the ayat, and there's no doubt we would like to go into the ahadith, but time does not permit, and maybe that can be arranged in the future. But we would like to discuss some of the ayat and the kalam of the mufassirin, the scholars of tafsir, as it relates to some of the verses that the ulama usually refer to when they discuss the issue of brotherhood and of course sisterhood in Islam. From amongst those ayat, we find that the ulama usually mention that which is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran in the 102nd verse, which we mentioned in Khutbat al-Hajjah, but the remaining part of the verse. وَلَا تَبَرْتَلَ says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا فاذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. Which is from the 102nd verse to the 103rd verse. Allah Ta'ala mentions, and we, like we said, we started, O you who believe, fear Allah. But the we'll read it. O you who believe, fear Allah, the true fearing, and do not die except in a state as of Islam. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and hold fast altogether to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal, and do not be divided amongst yourselves. And remember the favor that Allah has bestowed upon you, for you were enemies one to another, but He joined your hearts together, so that by His grace you became brothers, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His ayat clear to you that you may be guided. This is one of the verses from Surah Ali Imran that the ulama rahimahumullah ta'ala of the past, the ulama of the present, usually mention when they speak on the issue of brotherhood. Now we're going to mention some of the tafsir of the ulama of the past and the ulama of the present rahimahumullah ta'ala pertaining to those particular verses. You had in the tafsir of Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, where he mentions different asanid, and that's one of the mumayyizat of tafsir al-Tabari, is that Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, when he mentions this tafsir, he mentions it with ayat. It's athari. It's jiddan athari. It's based off of the text. And then from time to time you find that Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala will give a short explanation. But his tafsir is not like the tafsir of مثلاً Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, or Sa'di, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, where he basically brings the benefit or the lesson that the believer can benefit from the ayat, without mentioning many ahadith and the likes of that, without joining ahadith and the likes of that. But the tafsir, مثلا, the tafsir of Imam al-Tabari, the tafsir of Imam Hafidh ibn Kathir and the likes of that, those are tafsir al-Athariyah. Athariyah meaning they mention the verse and then they mention ahadith and aqwal of the Salaf pertaining to those particular verses. Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, he says, Hablullah al-Mateen, he mentioned with the isnad on the authority of Qatada, but he mentioned the statement of Allah, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, hold to the rope of Allah. He says, حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ الَّذِي أَمَرَ أَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِهِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, that the rope of Allah, which is thick, the thick rope of Allah that He has ordered us to hold fast to, it is the Qur'an. It is the Qur'an. And then he also mentions with another isnad, also on the authority of Qatada, that he mentioned, بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَمْرِهِ, with the covenant of Allah and His orders. So the first, he mentioned the Qur'an. The second, the covenant of Allah, the orders of Allah. In another one, he mentioned on the authority of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he said, "Inna sirat muhtadira tahduruhu ash-shayatin, wa yunadun ya Abdullah halumma hadha at-tariq liyasuddu an sabilillah fa'tasimu bihablillahi fa inna hablallah huwa kitabullah." This is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, or Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where he mentioned, Abdullah bin Abbas mentioned that the sirat, the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is, you know, it is approached by shayateen. It is approached by shayateen. And keep in mind, these verses that the ulama are giving tafsir, ulama of the salaf amongst the sahaba and Imam al-Tabri and the likes of that, they're giving tafsir of verses pertaining to brotherhood and holding fast to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal and being united and the likes of that. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, "Inna sirat muhtadira," the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is approached. Tahduruhu ash-shayateen, the shayateen try to approach the path of Allah. Yunadun, they call, "Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah, halum hadha tariq, come to this path." Yani, go to a different path. Liyasuddu an sabilillah, so that they can deter one from the path of Allah. Yani, they call you. And now it's in another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the sirat, and at the head of the sirat is a caller, and on the sides of the sirat are doors covered by curtains, which is another hadith. And the caller, which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, is the kitab Allah. The caller is saying to the individual that's walking the sirat, "Don't look left or right. Don't look left or right. For verily, left and right, those doors and those curtains, those are the maharimillah. Those are the things that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden." So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentioned that the sirat of Allah, it is approached. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that the shaitan and the shayateen, they're going to try to approach the path of the believer, even with regard to the brotherhood. And that shows you that there's no doubt that there is khayr in it, as we're going to read later on from the statements of the Salaf. There's khayr in it, and brotherhood and unity and the likes of that, it brings about much khayr. And the fact that the shaitan is going to approach the path of Allah, there's no doubt. He said, "Bima aghwaytani la'aq'udanna lahum siratak al-mustaqim," in a verse of the Quran. "Fabima aghwaytani," after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the shaitan that he would throw him out, the shaitan said something extreme to Allah Azza wa Jal. He said something, you know, extremely disobedient to Allah. "Fabima aghwaytani la'aq'udanna lahum siratak al-mustaqim," for you kicking me out, I'm going to sit on your path. I'm going to sit on your path. "ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ," and then I'm going to come from the front, I'm going to come from the back, I'm going to come from the left, I'm going to come from the right. And there's no doubt, even with regards to brotherhood, the shaitan will do so. And continue with the statement of Ibn Abbas, he says, "Yunadun," the shayateen, they call out, "O servant of Allah, come to this other path. Come to this other path," whether that's the path of desires, whether that is the path of doubts, whether that is the path of different i'tiqadat, different beliefs and bid'ah and innovation, istisan al-bid'ah and the likes of that. There's no doubt. The point is, he's going to call to another path. The point is, he's going to call to another path, and they are going to call to other paths. Why? Because as Ibn Qayyim mentioned in many of his books, the adawa between the shaytan and the son of Adam is qa'ima ila yawm al-qiyamah. It would be something that would be established in the Day of Judgment. Why? Because the shaitan and his followers are doomed to hell because of who? Because of our father. Because of our father. And imagine and visualize the shaitan and his followers are doomed to hell because of our father. When the shaitan, alayhi la'natullah, when he did not bow to our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because of that he was doomed, and he showed pride and he disobeyed Allah, because of that he is doomed to hell. So there's no doubt that the shaitan does not want the children of Adam, he does not want the children of Adam to go to paradise. He does not want the children of Adam to go to paradise. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned it, he said that the shaitan calls out to his followers and said, because of their father we are doomed to hell. So do not allow his offspring to go to paradise. Let's take them with us. This was Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, many of his books, from amongst them Fawaid and the likes. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned that the shayateen, they call out and they say, "O servant of Allah, come to this path, a different path, ليسدوا عن سبيل الله, so that they can deter from the correct path of Allah. فاعتسموا, this is the advice of Ibn Abbas, فاعتسموا بحبل الله, so hold fast to the rope of Allah. فإن حبل الله هو كتاب الله, for verily the rope of Allah is the book of Allah. So in that statement, which was filled with hikmah by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was mentioning that the habl of Allah is the rope of Allah, the rope of Allah is the book of Allah. And you have many other statements of the Salaf, as it was mentioned by Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala. It was also mentioned on the authority of Abu Sa'id. Imam At-Tabari mentions with his isnad on the authority of Abu Sa'id, Sa'd bin Malik bin Sinan rahimahullah ta'ala, radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتاب الله هو حبل الله الممدود من السماء إلى الأرض. Yani Abu Sa'id mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is tafsir al-Qur'an, that which we're mentioning now is tafsir al-Qur'an bi-sunnah. Tafsir al-Qur'an bi-sunnah. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Kitab Allah is the rope that Allah ta'ala has sent down from the sky to the earth. The book of Allah, the rope of Allah is the book of Allah that Allah Ta'ala has sent down from the sky to the earth. And also Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ الْآخَرُونَ بَلْ ذَلِكَ هُوَ إِخْلَاصُ التَّوْحِيدِ لِلَّهِ. He said others mentioned that the rope of Allah is ikhlas and tawheed for Allah Ta'ala. There's also mentioned, he also mentioned on the authority of Ibn Zayd, with regards to the statement of Allah, Hablullah, he said, Al-Islam. He said, this is the religion, this is Al-Islam. So, with regards to the Habl of Allah, which is the rope of Allah, we find in that reading, we find the ulama mentioning the book of Allah. We find the ulama mentioning the covenant of Allah, or the orders of Allah. We find the ulama mentioning, and there is the first. So we find So the ulama mentioned that the habl of Allah, which is the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that's how it's usually translated. The ulama of the past, from amongst the time of the Sahaba, and we also mentioned the statement of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, who mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that it is the book of Allah. We find that the ulama mentioned the kitab Allah as being the habl of Allah, and it's important that the believer understands the reason why we're mentioning that which the ulama described as the rope of Allah. Why? Because it is extremely important to establish brotherhood and unity and the likes. The book of Allah, the orders of Allah, the ikhlas of Allah, Islam. Those were basically four or five things that the ulama mentioned as describing as being the the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we're going to mention toward the end why we mentioned that those things are important for the establishment of brotherhood. Why? Because you have individuals today, and we'll expound on this later, but you have individuals today that merely call to brotherhood and unity. That merely call to brotherhood and unity without any dawabit, without any principles, without any foundations. What's important is that we unite. And in fact, in some organizations and the likes, you find that the first and that which is at the foremost and at the forefront of the call and the propagation is Muslim unity. And there's no doubt that our religion is a religion that calls to unity, and our religion is a religion that observes brotherhood and calls to sisterhood and the likes of that. But after what? After the establishment of the correct belief. So this is something that we're going to mention later on when we read from some of the books of the ulama of today, to show you the importance of this being established even before brotherhood and the likes of that, and that is the importance of establishing the correct belief. In continuing, we find that Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala continued when he mentioned on the authority of Qatada. In continuing in the verse, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, hold to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not be divided. He mentioned on the authority of Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قَدْ كَرِهَ لَكُمَ الْفُرْقَ وَقَدَّمَ إِلَيْكُمْ فِيهَا وَحَذَّرَكُمْهَا وَنَهَاكُمْ عَنْهَا وَرَدِيَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالطَّاعَةَ وَالْأُلْفَةَ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ فَرْضُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, verily Allah has disliked division. Allah Azza wa Jal has disliked division. And He has mentioned this to you. And He has warned you. حَذَّرَكُمْ, yani Allah Ta'ala has warned you of it. وَنَهَاكُمْ عَنْهَا, and He forbid it for you. وَرَضِيَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالطَّاعَةَ وَالْأُلْفَةَ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased that you hear and you obey. For those that are living in the lands of the Muslims and have ulama amongst them and the likes of that, Allah Ta'ala is pleased that you hear and that you obey, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with unity and wal-ulfa, you know, harmony and unity. فَرْضَ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, yani, so you should be pleased with that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. You should be pleased with that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And he also mentioned with his isnad on the authority of Abi al-Aliya, where he said, لَا تَعَادُوا عَلَيْهِ يَقُولُ عَلَى الْإِخْلَاسِ لِلَّهِ وَكُونُوا عَلَيْهِ إِخْوَانًا. Abu Aliya rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he said, you should not be enemies with regards to the path of Allah, with regards to the religion of Allah, with regards to the path of Allah. You should not be enemies. You should be sincere for Allah on this path, and you should be brothers therein. You should be sincere for Allah in this path, and you should be brothers therein. And he also mentioned, Imam Tabari also mentioned the hadith, the well-known hadith on the authority of Anas bin Malik, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the fact that the Jews and the Christians would be divided into their numbers of groups, and that the Islam, the Muslims, would be divided into 73 groups. He also mentioned that. He also mentioned that. And you have some individuals that said the hadith is weak, and you have some individuals that said, you know, this doesn't show, that has nothing to do with brotherhood and the likes of that. But there's no doubt that the Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioning that hadith amongst the ayat pertaining to brotherhood and the likes of that shows the importance. And it shows of the importance of what? Of the i'tiqad, like we mentioned earlier. It shows of the importance of the i'tiqad even before the brotherhood. The correct belief, the correct implementation, the correct methodology before the brotherhood. Why? Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that hadith of Anas bin Malik in this chapter, or in amongst these ayats pertaining to brotherhood and unity, which informs you that in order for unity to take place, there must be the correct i'tiqad and the correct methodology. Why? Because in that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man kana ala mathli ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. And all of them would go to hell except one. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was questioned pertaining to that one group, al-firqat al-najiyah aw al-ta'ifah al-mansurah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is upon that which I am upon and my companions. Whoever is upon that which I am upon and my companions. And there's no doubt that that's at the forefront is the belief. Our belief in our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala, with regards to His names, with regards to His attributes, with regards to His worship, with regards to His lordship and the likes of that, the Tawheed in its different forms, that comes at the forefront. You know, so there's no doubt, walillahi alhamdu, ulama of the past and the ulama of the present, when they call to brotherhood, when they give lectures pertaining to brotherhood, they inform of the importance of having the correct belief and the correct methodology in order for that to take place. And we're going to mention a statement of Sheikh Sadr Fawzan in that regard. Imam al-Tabari, after mentioning those several narrations, he mentioned the tafsir of the ayat. He says, وَذْكُرُوا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. He said, the believers, O you believers, remember the favor of Allah upon you. التي أنعم بها عليكم حين كنتم أعداء في شرككم. He said, remember the, and keep something in mind before I continue, keep something, is that the فائدة بعموم اللفظ لا بخصوص السبب. And the benefit that we're taking from these ayats is with the general wording, not for the specific reason why it was revealed. And it's mentioned, as we're going, we can mention it now, it's mentioned that the specific reason that it was revealed, because the Aus wal Khazraj, two tribes from amongst the Ansar. They were sitting together one day, and a man from amongst the Yahud, he saw them, and he saw the harmony that they were involved in. And the Aus wal Khazraj, two different tribes from amongst the Ansar, that were enemies in Jahiliyyah, they had come to Islam, and they became brothers. And this was something that was disliked by the Jews. This was something that was disliked by the Jews. And there's no doubt, we have to honestly say, it is something that's disliked by the disbelievers and Ahlul Bid'ah today. That the Muslims come together on the correct i'tiqad, and that the Muslims have brotherhood from amongst them. And we're going to mention an example of that from the kalam of Sheikh Rabia, Hafizullah Ta'ala. But, so an individual from amongst the Jews, when he saw this harmony between the Aus and the Khazraj, he came and sat with them, as if he was a believer. As if he was a believer. And it's not mustaghrib, as we're going to mention from the kalam of the ulama. It's not ba'id, it's not something strange that the disbelievers would do this today. So he sat from amongst them, and he began to remind them of their hatred for one another in Jahiliyyah. When he did so, there's no doubt that they began to remember the days of Jahiliyyah and the fighting and the killing and the likes of that. And they began to threaten one another to fight once again. When the Prophet ﷺ got word of this, the Prophet ﷺ approached them and reminded them of the favors of Allah. And these verses were revealed. And it's mentioned that they did not part that particular evening, except that they were hugging and they were crying and they were apologizing to one another. So that's the specific reason, as some of the ulama mentioned. That's the Hafiz Ibn Kathir mentions it, as well as Imam al-Tabari mentions it. That's what the specific reasons why these verses were revealed. Because of brotherhood. Because of individuals being reminded of days of Jahiliyyah. And now Islam has removed those days, and Islam has replaced it with brotherhood and unity and the likes of that. And that's the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the benefit, as Imam al-Tabari mentioned, he says, so the believers, you have to remember the favor that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you. And you have to remember the fact that in Jahiliyyah you were enemies. And there's no doubt, even in our case, we were enemies. We were upon different religions. We were upon different methodologies. We were living different lives. We were going in different directions. We were going in different directions, and Allah Ta'ala brought Islam into our life. You had some from amongst us that are from the Middle East. Some from amongst us that are originally from Africa. Some from amongst us that are originally from Asia. And what has brought us together to pray in one mosque, to read the same books, to listen to the same scholars, to listen to the same lectures? What has brought these individuals together? There's no doubt that Islam has brought us together. Islam has brought us together. So there's no doubt it's upon the believers to remember this ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon them. Then he mentioned, you were enemies when you were committing shirk. يَقْتُلُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Yani, you used to kill one another. There's no limits. And that's the same for us who have, you know, started to practice our religion, and some of us were born in the religion but we weren't practicing it, and now we're practicing it, and some of us have come into the religion. There was no limits. If I need something, I take it. If I want something, I take it. With force, killing and the likes of that. But no, Islam, no. Islam, we know that al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. And the Muslim is the one that the true Muslim is the one that the Muslims are safe from his hand and from his tongue. And we know, umurtu an uqatil an-nas hatta yashhadu. And the Prophet said, I was ordered to fight the people until they declare that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah. So we know that the damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu. We know that three things which are sacred: the blood of the Muslim, the honor of the Muslim, and the wealth of the Muslim. So Islam has placed limits upon us, whereas before, in days of Jahiliyyah, we did not have those limits. So then he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that you had bondage, or you had division, and you were enemies to one another, and this was not based on the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. في غير طاعة الله ولا طاعة رسوله. He was not done in obedience to Allah, nor in obedience to His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what took place? فألف الله بالإسلام بين قلوبكم. Allah united your hearts in Islam. Allah united your hearts in Islam. فجعل بعضكم لبعض إخوانا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some of you brothers to the others. بعد إذ كنتم أعداء. After you were enemies. After you were enemies. There's nothing that brought the individual that prays beside you, whether he's from Asia, whether he's from Africa, whether he's from the Middle East, or whether he's from America, Canada, England, Australia, Ireland, and likes of that. There's nothing that brought you together except your religion. Except your religion. And there's no doubt that this is the favors of Allah that we have to be mindful of. That we have to be mindful of. So, this was the statement, or some of the statements of Imam al-Tabari, and there's much more, but because of time, we wanted to cut through it. This was also mentioned by, or going into the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, some of the statements of Ibn Kathir, where he mentioned the isnad on the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا القرآن هو حبل الله المتين. This is Ibn Abbas mentioning that the rope of Allah is the Quran. وَهُوَ النُّورُ الْمُبِينُ. And it is the clear light. وَهُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. Yani this is the Quran. And the Quran is the rope of Allah. The Quran is the rope of Allah. And the Quran is the clear light. وَهُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. And the Quran is the cure. النَّافِعُ. Is the beneficial cure. وَعِصْمَةٌ لِمَن تَمَسَّكَ بِهِ. And the Quran is a protection for anyone that holds on to it. وَالنَّجَاةٌ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَ. And the Quran is safety and salvation for anyone that follows it. Read this. Let's read the statement of Ibn Abbas once again. He said, the Quran is the rope of Allah. And it is the light. It is the clear light. وَهُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. And nafa, and it is the beneficial cure. And we know that the Quran, without a doubt, as Ibn Qayyim mentioned, the Quran is shifa. He mentioned that in Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in the Muqaddimah of Wabil al-Sayyib, he said the Quran is a shifa. Lima fi sudur, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, for the diseases of the heart, jealousy, anger, envy and the likes of that. The Quran is a cure for the diseases of the heart, and it's a cure for the physical diseases. It's a cure for the physical diseases. As he mentioned that he used to, we know Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi is from Syria, and he would visit Mecca and Medina to study. And he mentioned that when he was in Mecca, he did not have medicine, and he did not have the money to buy it. So he would use Surah Al-Fatiha for ilaj. He would use Surah Al-Fatiha for ilaj. And he said he saw tremendous, amazing results. He saw amazing results. So it is the ashifa al-nafi'. It is the beneficial cure. Ismatun liman tamassaka bihi. It is security for anyone that holds on to it. Yani, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, I have left after me that which if you hold on to it, you would not go astray. Kitabullah wa sunnati. The book of Allah and my sunnah. Wa najatun. And it is salvation for the one that follows the Quran. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And that's why, there's no doubt that individuals, and we'll say this now, individuals that have lack of correct Islamic brotherhood, and that any other, disease or any other problem and the likes of that, problems in marriage, problems in being a good father, problems in being a good mother, problems in whatever, any problems in praying in the mosque or in the masjid, and the likes of that, any problem that a person has in their life, the reason why those individuals have their problem is because they have left the book of Allah or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if they claim that they're holding on to it. Even if they claim they're holding on to it. There's no doubt that in the book of Allah azza wa jalla you have a cure. There's no doubt that in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you have a cure. There's no doubt that in the statements of the Salaf al-Salih and the statements of the ulama, you have a cure. You have a cure and you have guidance for the people, but there's no doubt that you have some individuals that they have this istiqlaliyah. They have this, they understand the book as they want to understand it, they understand the sunnah as they want to understand it, they interpret the Quran and they interpret the sunnah upon other than the way of the salaf, upon other than the way of the ulama, and because of that they go in a direction which is not praiseworthy. They go in a direction which is not praiseworthy. Whether it's pertaining to brotherhood, or any other subject in Islam. So this was something that was mentioned by Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, and there's many more that can be mentioned. He also had it mentioned by Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir pertaining to these very verses. He mentioned هذه الآيات فيها حفظ الله عباده. In it, in these verses, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging his servants, عباده المؤمنين, his believing servants, أن يقوموا بشكر نعمه العظيمة, that they should implement the gratitude for the blessings of Allah. بأن يتقوه حق التقوى. One of the ways that they implement the gratitude towards Allah Azzawajal, and they show and display the gratitude towards Allah, is that they fear Allah the way Allah should be feared. وَأَنْ يَقُومُ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَتُرْكِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ, and that they should obey Allah and abstain from disobedience to Allah, and they should be sincere in doing so. وَأَنْ يَقُومُوا دِينَهُمْ وَيَسْتَمْسِقُوا بِحَبْلِهِ الَّذِي أَوْسَلَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ, and that they should establish the religion of Allah, and they should hold on to the rope of Allah that Allah has sent down for them, or that Allah has... So in continuing, because of time we have to rush through some of it, but Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sa'di rahmatullahi alayh mentioned, pertaining to these verses, وَأَنْ يُقِيمُ دِينَهُمْ وَيَسْتَمْسِكُوا بِحَبْلِهِ الَّذِي أَوْسَلَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ, and that we should implement the religion, and that we should hold fast to the rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. وَجَعَلَهُ السَّبَبْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ وَهُوَ دِينُهُ وَكِتَابُهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this rope as a means between us and Him. And this is the religion of Allah, and this is the book of Allah. That which is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The religion of Allah, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to practice. The book of Allah, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to, in order so that we know how to practice the religion. وَالْإِجْتِمَاعُ عَلَى ذَلَكَ وَعَدَمَ التَّفَرُّقُ, and that we should do it united, and we should not be divided. وَأَنْ يَسْتَدِيمُ ذَلِكَ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ, and we should do so until death reaches us, until death comes to us. So we find that the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they were very diligent in informing the ummah of the seriousness of unity and brotherhood. But in continuing, we're going to mention some statements of the salaf, and we have to cut through a lot of it because of the time. But there's no doubt in these statements of the salaf, individuals of the past, not individuals of the present, in these statements of the salaf, you would see the seriousness, and what we want to, the message we want to get across to every individual, is that our religion is a religion of tawheed. Our religion is a religion of tawheed al-rububiyyah, uluhiyyah, asma wa sifat and the likes, and our religion is a religion that orders brotherhood. It does order brotherhood. Someone should not think that it's not important and I can be by myself and I don't care and the likes of that. No, our religion is a religion that calls to unity and brotherhood. And maybe these examples of the Salaf, statements of the Salaf, would bring, shed some light on that. You have the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, لَا عَلَيْكَ أَنْ تَسْحَبْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَعَانَكَ عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, it is upon you to befriend those who remind you of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those that remind you of Allah. So here Ibn Mas'ud is mentioning, and an individual does have friends. But what type of friend does he have? Individuals that remind him of Allah. And wallahi, tallahi billahi, there are some friends like that. There are some friends, as the Salaf mentioned, that you need them. You need to be. And the type of friend that if you forget, they remind you. If you're lazy, they encourage you. Those are the type of friends that we need. You also had the statement of Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Al-mu'min mir'atu akhihi, in ra'a fihi ma la yu'jibu, saddada, wa qawwama, wa ahata, wa hafidahu fi sirri wa alaniya. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, the believer is like a mirror to the believer, as was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then Hasan al-Basri explained it. He said, if you see that which is in your brother, which is not pleasing, you should correct it. You should admonish it. But at the same time, you should protect him. You should protect him. It's not something that you should announce to the community and the likes of that. Especially not in the beginning. But that which you should do, that which you should do, is that you should admonish him. You should advise him. You should correct him. And you should protect him. You should protect him
yani that which he's done, his faults and the likes of, to protect us from the people. It's also mentioned by Muhammad bin Wasi', where he mentioned, it was asked to him, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَفْضَلْ. What is the best action? Or from the best actions in the dunya, he says, صُحْبَةُ الْأَصْحَابِ وَمُحَادَثَةُ الْإِخْوَانِ إِنْ اسْتَحَبُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. He said, from the best actions of the dunya is being with your friends and conversating with your friends, with your brothers, if you come together upon birr wa taqwa. If you come together upon birr wa taqwa. And there's no doubt, like we mentioned, it's possible that an individual becomes lazy with regards to the ibadah. It's possible that an individual becomes, attracted to the dunya, attracted to the shahwat. And there's no doubt if he's alone, it's easier for the shaitan to approach this individual, as was mentioned in the hadith of the dhi'b, of the fox and the likes of that, and the ghanam. But if the individual's with his companions, and that's why we notice, it's mushahid, that when an individual becomes weak, he stays away from the community. When an individual becomes weak, he's going off in a different direction, he's starting to give into his shahwat, he's falling into sin, he stays away from the community. And it's difficult for him to be around people that remind him of Allah. It's difficult for him to be around people that say, okay, we've noticed that you've been away, or sis, we've noticed, Ukhti al-Fadila, we've noticed that you've been away for some time. You know, I missed you and the likes of that. Why don't you come around to the dars? Why don't you come around to the reading? Why don't you come around and the likes of that? It's difficult. The shaitan wants to keep the person away. And you have some individuals, when a'udhu billah, they take the khutuwat of shaitan. They take the khutuwat of the shaitan. They find out that there's some problems or whatever, and they keep away. And when they're away, the shaitan feeds them. And he allows them to become weaker. And he encourages them. And he whispers to them. There's no doubt, we have to understand, on the day of judgment, the shaitan is not going to be of any avail to us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي. To the end of the verses, وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر, the affair is over. And this is for the individuals that stay away. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Allah عز وجل before him, has ordered us to have unity and brotherhood upon the haqq, upon the correct methodology, upon the correct aqidah, upon the correct dealings with one another. That's the call of Allah. And you have the call of the shaitan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. The affair is over. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah promised you with that which is true. And I promised you, and I went against my promise. I went against my promise. Stay away from the community. Stay away from the brothers. Instead of advising, like the Prophet said, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Prophet mentioned it. الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة, and the likes of that. We know those ahadith. So instead of implementing that which is in the book of Allah, as the ulama mentioned, the rope of Allah is the book of Allah. And the ulama mentioned the rope of Allah is the orders of Allah. The rope of Allah is the religion of Islam. Instead of implementing that, we stay away. And what happens? We become weaker and weaker and weaker. And we take a different path instead of the path of Allah, as Ibn Abbas mentioned, as we mentioned in the statement of Imam al-Tabari earlier. So the shaitan says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you with a good promise, a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I promised you, and I went against my promise. Stay home, stay away from the community. Stay away from your brothers, you're safer. It's better. Stay away. Instead of doing that which Allah has ordered you to do, and that which the Prophet has ordered you to do. What does the shaitan say? I promised you, and I went against my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I did not have any authority over you. إِلَّا أَن دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I called you and you listened. You obeyed. I called you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ. I cannot save you. وَمَا أَنتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. And you cannot save me. وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. That's the statement of the shaitan. Clear as day. Allah Ta'ala informed us of it. And with that being the case, you have individuals that abstain from brotherhood. You have individuals abstain from sisterhood. Instead of advising, instead of admonishing with that which is better, we abstain. We distance ourselves, thinking that that is safety and security. But the reality is safety and security is in that which Allah Ta'ala has ordered and that which the Prophet has ordered. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ لَطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ Is there not the one who created you know? Is he not more knowledgeable than you? So, in continuing, he mentioned, also you have on the authority of Mutarraf bin Abdullah, he said, لِقَاءُ إِخْوَانِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ لِقَاءِ أَهْلِ Meeting my brothers is more beloved to me than meeting my family. يَقُولُونَ يَا أَبِي يَا أَبِي My family says, Oh Father, we want this, we want that. وَإِخْوَانِ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ بِدَعْوَةٍ And my brothers supplicate for me. بِدَعْوَةٍ أَرْجُو فِيهَا الْخَيْرِ My brothers supplicate for me and I pray that there's good in their supplication. I pray that there's good in their supplication. Also mentioned that Abdullah bin Muhammad bin Munazir, he mentioned, المؤمن يطلب معادير إخوانه والمنافق يطلب عثرات إخوانه. He mentioned, and this was mentioned by Imam al-Bayhaqi and Shu'b al-Iman. Abdullah bin Muhammad bin Munazir, he said, the believer seeks an excuse for his brothers. The believer, he seeks an excuse for his brothers. And the munafiq, the hypocrite, he seeks the faults of his brothers. It's also mentioned by Shafi'i. Not by Imam al-Shafi'i. it was mentioned by Wahab bin Munabbih. He said, ثَلَاثٌ مِنْ رُوحِ الدُّنْيَا There are three things that are from the soul of the dunya. نِقَاءُ الْإِخْوَانِ Meeting with your brothers. وَإِفْطَارِ الصَّائِمِ وَالتَّحَجِّدْ مِنْ آخِرِ اللَّيْهِ Subhanallah. Look how Wahab bin Munabbih, and we know, Imam of his time. Wahab bin Munabbih, he said, there are three things which are the soul of the dunya. Meeting your brothers. There's no doubt, mashallah, tabarakallah, meeting your brothers, you have enjoining the good, you have forbidding the evil, you have being reminded, you have seeking knowledge. That's what we should be upon. That's what we should be upon. And that's why it was mentioned in the statement of, one of the salaf before, Abdullah bin Mas'ud and others, yani those, be around those that remind you of Allah. Be around those that if you make a mistake, they admonish you. Not around those that, you know, whatever. You say anything around them, they overlook it. You do anything around them, they overlook it. No. Our religion is a religion of what? Ad-deenu nasiha. It was also mentioned by Mansur that a man said to Hassan al-Basri, Ya Aba Sa'id, al-Rajul yadbah al-shat, fayad'aha wa yad'u alayha nafaran min akhwan. A man slaughters and he calls his companions to come. What did Hassan al-Basri say? When أولئك ذهب أولئك When are those type of people? You don't have any those type of people anymore. When are those type of people that, you know, they slaughter, they invite people over. But the problem is, and that which we should be reminded of, that this has to be based on our religion. We don't come together because we can make each other laugh. We don't come together because we're comfortable, because you don't admonish me because of my sins. You don't admonish me because I'm not coming to the durus. You don't admonish me because I don't make salat in the masjid. You don't admonish me because I wear my pants below my ankles. No. I feel comfortable around people that don't admonish me. I shave my beard. I feel comfortable around these type of people. I wear makeup outside as a female, of course. I wear makeup and perfume outside. I feel comfortable around the people that don't remind me of that. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Is these the type of people that would help you in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment? As Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةٍ فَنَتَبَرَّعَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّعُوا مِنَّا As Allah says, the people, you have those people that would be followed and the followers. Friends, الْأَخِلَّاءِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَضُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ Friends would be enemies. Friends would be enemies except what? الْأَخِلَّاءِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ عَضُوٍ لِبَعْضٍ And the friends would be enemies on the Day of Judgment, except who? إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ Except those who had taqwa. Except those who had taqwa. So this is reality. We come together upon piety. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى And it's possible that we have lost the brotherhood and the likes of that because we have not realized the foundation of brotherhood and sisterhood. The foundation of our brotherhood and sisterhood is the foundation of taqwa. Is a foundation of birr, is a foundation of nasiha, is a foundation of amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Wa min sirr al ayat, because we have to rush through it. But from the sir of the ayat pertaining to brotherhood, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say at the end of those ayat? وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of those verses in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and let there be an ummah that calls the good and forbids the evil, and they are the successful. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention brotherhood? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions calling to good and forbidding the evil, to inform you that one of the foundations of brotherhood and sisterhood is calling to good and forbidding evil. Calling to good and forbidding evil. We also have to show you that another foundation of brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam is that it has to be built on the correct belief. It has to be built on the correct belief. And that was mentioned by Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, in his introduction to Sharh Al-Sunnah, where he mentioned that there's some individuals that are calling. He said there's some individuals that are calling to the Sunnah. Afwan, they're calling to unity. There's some individuals that are calling to unity, and they're giving a blind eye to the correct belief and the correct methodology. He said, Naam. هم يريدون أن يدمجوا الناس. They want to gather the people, just mix them like a cocktail, just mix the people. ولا يكون هناك فارق بين الملحد والزنديق ومستقيم ومبتدع. There should be no differences between the ملحد, disbeliever, the زنديق, the apostate, the مستقيم, the person who's upright, the مبتدع. Forget about those differences. وإنما يبقون تحت مظلة اسم الإسلام. But the point is that we all stay under the umbrella of Islam. We're all Muslims. Allah called us brothers and the likes of that. لِأَجْلِ تُوَحِّدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِزَعْمِهِمْ. And this claim is to bring the unity. That's the main goal. That's our main purpose. That's what they say. Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan said, فَنَقُولُ لَهُمْ. We would say to them, الْمُسْلِمُونَ لَا يَتَوَحَّدُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ عَقِيدَةٍ صَحِيحًا. The Muslims would not have unity. The Muslims would not have harmony. The Muslims would not have correct brotherhood and sisterhood. And when we say correct brotherhood and sisterhood in this life and the next life, we don't mean brotherhood in this life with the Ash'a'ira, with the Ma'turudiyya, with the Jahmiyya, Mu'attila, and all of them, the Murji'ah. We don't mean brotherhood in this with the Hizbiyya. We don't mean brotherhood in this life, kasura, like an image, but on the Day of Judgment, we are enemies to one another. On the Day of Judgment, we are enemies to one another. We don't mean that type of, we mean everlasting brotherhood. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that they would be on couches. They would be brother on couches. Brothers on couches. That's the type of brotherhood you want. So Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan said, we would say to those individuals, Al-Muslimun la yatawahaduna illa ala aqidatin sahih. The Muslims will never come together and have harmony and brotherhood and sisterhood except upon the correct aqidah. Al-aqidatu allati jama'at as-sahaba wa kanu mutafarriqin. This is the aqidah that brought the sahaba together after they were enemies, after they were separated. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. And look what Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan mentioned, the verse. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَى فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He mentioned the same verse that we mentioned from Surah Ali Imran. So this is extremely important, ya ikhwan, and wa ya akhwati. This is extremely important that brotherhood has to be dealt with, and brotherhood has to be spoken about, and brotherhood has to be encouraged, but it has to be built on a foundation of the correct belief, a foundation of adhering to the book and to the sunnah, a foundation of referring back to the book and referring back to the sunnah, a foundation of enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, a foundation of correcting the mistakes and the likes. This is something that we all must understand when it comes to the issue of brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam. There's no doubt. Alhamdulillah, we want it, we encourage it, we propagate it, and we call to it. But at the same time, we understand that it's not at the top of our goals. That which is at the top of our goals is the correct implementation and practice and belief in Islam. And then we have the brotherhood. And then we have the brotherhood. Because of the time, and I believe the brothers informed that you have salat and you have to leave this gathering that you're in. I apologize. It was very short. But inshallah, possibly in the future, we can arrange another part pertaining to this subject of brotherhood. Allah Ta'ala knows best. We ask Allah Ta'ala once again to make us of those that hear that which is benefit, implemented and spread it to others. And wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.